Title: Writing with Sampler Pitched One Shots Advanced. All right, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live composition lesson for drum and bass, and we're going to write using sampler pitched one shots. This is one of the fastest ways to get a hooky, aggressive riff happening without disappearing down the rabbit hole of designing a massive synth patch. The whole mindset is: treat Ableton sampler like a performance instrument. You pick one great sound, you map it correctly, you shape it like a real patch with envelopes and filtering, and then you write a riff that locks to the drums. And I want you to keep one idea in your head the whole time. In D&B, rhythm is the lead instrument. Pitch is almost secondary. If the rhythm is cold, the riff is cold, even if the notes are right. Let's build a dark, rolling 174 BPM idea with a bass stab one-shot instrument, a mid one-shot call for hooks, and then stretch it into a clean 32 bar to A prime arrangement. Step 0, set up the session so it feels like D&B immediately. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Set global quantization to 1 bar for now, just so launching clips and looping feels stable. You can drop it later when you start doing micro edits. Create a few tracks, one drums track with a drum rack, one track for bass one shot using sampler, another for mid one shot using sampler, and two return tracks. On return A, put a short room reverb. On return B, put a dub style delay. Here's the writing tip: do not write one shot riffs in a vacuum. Even if your drums are a placeholder two step, get that going first, because your one-shot rhythm needs something to push against. Now step 1. Choose the right one-shot. For pitched one-shots, you want something harmonically rich and short enough that it can articulate rhythm. A resampled re-stab works. A gritty synth hit works. A vocal grunt can work for those foghorn Y-mids. Metallic hits can go super techie. Even an 808-style transient with a distorted tail can be amazing. What you generally want to avoid is a one-shot with huge reverb baked in, unless you specifically want that washed out thing. Also avoid samples with wildly inconsistent pitch. You can absolutely embrace grit and character, but you still want the sample to behave predictably when you play it as an instrument. Now step 2, build a playable instrument in sampler, not simpler. Drag your one shot into sampler, and the first critical thing is the root note. This is non-negotiable. In sampler's sample tab, set the root key to the actual pitch of the sample. If you don't know the pitch, put Ableton's tuner on the track, play the sample, and find the closest stable note. Then set that as root. Teach your note here. If the root key is wrong, you'll keep fixing everything else. You'll think the riff is wrong, or the chords are wrong, or the mix is wrong. But really, the instrument is mapped wrong. Get the root right and the whole song writes itself faster. Map your key zone across the keyboard, typically the full range. You can restrict it later if you want a limited register, but for now, full range is fine. Now, playback behavior. Sampler is basically giving you the classic repitch vibe. Pitch up, the sample plays faster. Pitch down, it plays slower. Indeed, N.B., that old-school sampler behavior is often exactly what you want. But if pitching down makes the sample feel like slow mush, don't fight it with complicated stretching. Instead, grab a shorter one-shot, or tighten the perceived length using the amp envelope, which is what we're doing next. Go to the amp envelope, the volume envelope. Start with an attack of 0 to 5 milliseconds. If you hear clicks, bump it slightly. Then decay somewhere around 150 to 400 milliseconds, depending on how dense your pattern is. Sustain is usually low for stab behavior, sometimes all the way down to minus infinity, sometimes around minus 12 dB if you want a bit more hold. Release around 30 to 120 milliseconds. Tight release for clean rhythms, longer release for smeary roll. The goal is that each note hits like a design stab, not like a raw sample flopping around and smearing across the bar. Next, filter. This is your instant synth control move. Use a low-pass 24 filter. For bass stabs, start the cutoff around 200 to 800 Hz. For mids, you might be up at 800 Hz to 4K Hz depending on what role you want it to play. Add a little resonance, but be careful because resonance can scream fast on bright samples. A touch of drive is fine if you need some extra bite. Now add a filter envelope movement. Set a small attack, like 0 to 10 milliseconds. Set decay somewhere around 100 to 350 milliseconds. And set envelope amount maybe 10 to 40 as a starting range. This is one of the biggest differences between I dragged in a one-shot and I built an instrument. That envelope movement creates the illusion of a synth patch responding to performance. Now step 3, add pitch behavior and character using modulation. First, the classic jungle sampler wobble trick, a subtle pitch envelope. Tiny, We're talking cents, not semitones. In the pitch area, set a pitch envelope amount around plus or minus 3 to 12 cents, and a decay around 60 to 180 milliseconds. That tiny thwack gives motion and attitude without sounding like the whole riff is out of tune. Next, velocity mapping. This is where your riff becomes playable. Map velocity to filter frequency, so harder hits are brighter. Map a little velocity to sample start, so harder hits start slightly later into the sample and feel more aggressive, more bite forward. And yes, velocity to amp volume is fine, but keep it controlled. As a starting point, try velocity to filter frequency plus 10 to plus 30. For velocity to sample start, keep it small. It might be plus 50 to plus 200 samples depending on the sound. The point isn't to make it random, it's to give you articulation. Here's a pro approach. Decide that velocity ranges mean something. Low velocity is muted and dark. Mid velocity is normal. High velocity is an accent, brighter and slightly more bite. Now you can write expression without adding notes. Now step 4. Write a rolling DNB riff using rhythm first thinking. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip for the bass one shot. Put a basic 2-step drum groove on first if you haven't already, because we're composing against the drums. Start with a rhythmic skeleton. Use the 16th grid as your home base. Place hits that complement the kick and snare, and keep gaps so the groove breathes. A classic thing to do is place stabs on the downbeat, then add syncopated hits around the snare, but avoid sitting directly on top of the snare transient unless you want a deliberate clash. Coach note, in 174, the snare is the anchor. If your one shot fights the snare, don't only reach for EQ. Rewrite the riff. Remove a note that overlaps the snare, shorten it, or move it 1/16th after the snare so it becomes a push instead of a collision. Pick a scale that screams D then B. Dark keys like F minor, G minor, D sharp minor, and if you want instant nastiness, borrow from harmonic minor occasionally, that raised 7th tension. You don't need a lot. One note in the right place can make the phrase feel dangerous. Also, treat pitch range like an instrument register, not a full keyboard. Most one-shots stay convincing within about plus or minus 5 semitones. If you want bigger melodic motion, don't force one sample to do everything. Build 2 samplers, one for low register, one for high register, using resampled versions printed at different pitches. That keeps transient character consistent. Use MIDI tools to go faster. You can throw on the scale MIDI effect if you want to lock yourself into a key quickly. Use a pitch MIDI effect for quick transposition auditions. And use the velocity MIDI effect to tighten dynamics. DNB needs controlled punch, not wild velocity chaos. Try minimal velocity random, like 0 to 5, and add a little drive if it feels too polite. But remember, you're designing articulation, not gambling. Now step 5. Make it hit with a stock device chain. On the bass one-shot track, start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 HC to remove useless sub-rumble. If it's muddy, cut a bit around 200 to 350 HC. If it's too mid-heavy or fizzy, low pass somewhere between 2 and 6 kHE depending on its role. Then add saturator, soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 8 dB, soft clip on, and level match the output so you don't mistake louder for better. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction, just enough to hold it together. Optional, auto filter for arrangement automation. Cutoff automation is one of the cleanest ways to create progression without changing the riff. One key DNB rule, decide who owns the sub, that 30 to 80 HC zone. If your one shot is the character layer, consider adding a dedicated clean sublayer following the same MIDI, like a sign, and then high pass your one shot higher than you think, sometimes 80 to 120 HC. If your one shot already has great sub, keep it mono and be conservative with whitening and modulation. Now step 6. Layer a mid one shot call for hooks. Duplicate your sampler track or create a new sampler on a new track. Choose a more characterful one shot. Vocalish, metallic, restab, whatever has personality. For this mid-call, make the amp decay shorter than the bass if you want it to feel like a question or a shout. Open the filter more than the bass. Add subtle movement, coarse ensemble lightly, or frequency shifter with fine around 5 to 20 HE, dry slash wet 5 to 15%. Keep it subtle. You want motion, not a special effect that hijacks the groove. Write a simple 2-bar motif. Have it come in as a call on bar 2 and 4, for example, and answer with a pitch change every 4 bars. The point is contrast. The bass is the roll, the mid is the hook punctuation. Now step 7. glue the riff to the drums using sidechain and groove, add a compressor on bass and mid, turn on sidechain, and feed it from the kick, ratio 4 to 1, attack 0.5 to 3 milliseconds, release 50 to 120 milliseconds, aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the hits. If you want more consistent pumping, use a ghost kick track, mute it, but let it trigger the sidechain on a steady pattern, like every quarter note or a syncopation that matches your groove. Then groove pool, apply a subtle swing like MPC 16 swing 55 to 58. Commit the groove to bass and mid clips, not necessarily the kick and snare, and don't overdo it. A lot of DNB is straight but human. You want a fingerprint, not a wobble. If you want an even more intentional groove identity, pick two recurring notes in your riff. Push one slightly early, like 5 to 10 milliseconds. Pull another slightly late, like 8 to 15 milliseconds. Keep it consistent. That becomes your signature. Now step 8, arrangement. Turn 8 bars into 32 bars with a 2A prime. Bars 1 to 16 is your section. Keep the bass riff stable. Bring the mid one shot in around bar 9. Keep automation minimal. Let the groove establish. Bars 17 to 32 is A prime. Now we upgrade without losing identity. A clean move, transpose the last two bars up by 2 or 3 semitones. That gives lift without introducing a new sound. Add a little stutter at the end of the phrase. 1/8 note or 1/16th repeat on the final bar, but keep it tasteful. Automate the bass filter cutoff so it opens slightly from bars 17 to 24. Add short delay throws on the mid one shot at phrase ends, using your return B. That's important. Throws, not constant delay. You want punctuation, not blur. Classic phrase punctuation. At bar 8 and bar 16, remove one bass hit right before the snare to create that suck-in moment. Silence is tension, especially in fast music. You can also add a tiny, reverse one-shot or noise lift into bar 17 to signal the new half. This audio version is shortened for playback.